Thank you for listening to Perfection Air Charter. Gonna tell you about chartering, what it is to charter, how it got started, and the ways that are out there. So one of the basic questions that we always hear is, why you charter? What's the advantage? The advantage of chartering is to see what's out there in the open market. Chartering was started years ago from owners and operators wanting the offset costs. So one thing you do is you offer those trips and those times they're not using the jet to the open market. The open market's going to pay a price to utilize that jet to offset the owner costs. Now, what's the relationship that came out of the owner-operator is the broker. And one of the ways that they wanted to, the brokers were utilized was by advertising to their clients, putting it out there to the public, of going from A to B and what that cost was on a day-to-day basis. At Perfection Air Charter, we try to give you the market price for that charter of that giving day. Prices for the Super Bowl week are different from prices in January, the second week of January, just because demand is higher. So when you fluctuate between demand and market, we normally come out with price. Are there other ways to fly? Yes, there are. There are great ways to fly. There's owning your own aircraft, which cost-wise might not be efficient, but if you can do it, it's a great way to get from A to B. There's also having a card program. Cards are great. You're paying per hour. Normally you have a fuel surcharge and a tax that's added on to that. But in addition to, sometimes you pay a repositioning. There's also a fractional of a jet, owning part of a jet with a group. Another great way to get out there. But then again, you have the same negative cost where you have the repositioning fee and also you have the access problem. You know, are people going to want to be using your jet on that same high demand days that you are? Well, at Perfection Air Charter, we really specialize in A to B point pricing for the charter market as brokers. So there are operators out there that work within the market to basically just use their planes from A to B to get it out there. We work with those. We also work with owners and operators that want to utilize and maximize those planes. So they're going to offer you different prices in which to go by. So let's go out there and throw it out there. Let me give you a great example. From LA to New York one day, a good price for that trip is $20,000 nonstop. Sometimes you might be able to get the trip for $17,000 or $18,000, sometimes for $25,000, $26,000, depending upon when you book, when you're going, if you're flexible or not on a type of vehicle. Now, there are those advantages within the charter market where you can really maximize your dollar, upgrading to a better plane. Looking for planes that kind of meet your needs. Do you need a couch? Do you need a chair? Do you need to take multiple people? Do you have multiple luggage? Are you having some type of cargo that you need to put in there? All of those utilize to the open market on a why you want to use a private jet charter. Now there's, as this market kind of built itself up and these flights became available, there really are different issues that operators face and that that brokers face that we need to be aware of. There's weather. That affects charter on a day-to-day basis. There are mechanical issues. You can't fly a plane when something's going wrong. And there are other issues as far as landing and restrictions that happen just because. And we really need to be cognizant of that as we charter. Knowing that, that's why having a relationship with an experienced broker counts. Now, are those of us that buy, have our own aircraft, there, of course, the downside of owning and operating that aircraft is the cost. But the upside is you can have that jet whenever you want it. You have access to that plane 24/7. You pay for it, but you have access to it. When you charter, you're not paying for straight demand. You don't have the demand when you need it, though. So a lot of times, if you're within 8 or 9 hours of needing a plane, let's say you're in the Caribbean, and it's Friday evening at 6 o'clock. Well, a lot of the Caribbean runways close at dark. So it's not really, you know, since most of the planes are in Miami, it's hard to get a jet in the evening. It's hard to get a plane there when you need it. So you might be waiting until the next day to grab that plane. Where if you own your own plane, you can call your pilots and say, hey, let's go. It's time. I'm ready to leave here. For every time you take a trip, there's an open market price. So you have to be cognizant and you have to know, hey, there's going to be more of a cost from going from A to B, going from, even though the hours might be less, I'm not paying per hour, I'm paying per trip. For instance, going from LA to Augusta, Georgia, to watch the Masters, it's going to be a different price from going to LA to Miami. Now, LA to Miami, you say, hey, they should be about the same cost, they're about the same flight, but the chances are that plane going to the Masters in Augusta is going to have a flight out that day is very, very tough. So it's either going to do one or two things. One, it's going to wait for you to schedule your return trip, and it's going to wait with you there. Or two, it already has somebody going off to point C. Now, there are things that could offset that cost. A lot of times, the advantage in chartering is option B. That plane is waiting for the, it's got another person going out, and it's great. You know, you offset the cost. If that plane has to wait around for you, then you're paying for those pilots in that plane to sit there, which is a lot of times an opportunity cost for the owners. Another thing that I want to talk with you about when it comes to charter is safety. At Perfectioner Charter, we only use really two main groups of planes when it comes to safety, and that's Argus and Wyvern. And they're a third-party regulation service, a little bit stricter than the FAA, that really takes auditing at a different level. It looks at the planes, it looks at the pilots, it looks at the pilot hours, it looks at the hours on the plane, and you're giving a rating based upon how effective, let me not use the word effective, but let me see how much you regulate yourself and how well you pass their levels. Now, is it 100%? No, nothing's 100%, but it's a good way to know that you're flying with a good operator. If you ever want to talk with us about private jet chartering, going from A to B, what are the costs, please feel free to reach out and give us a call. Our number here in the U.S. is 888-350-1927. In the U.K., it's 44-800-0988-006, and also on the web at www.perfectionaircharter.com. Thank you for listening to us, and have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.